Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jason Campbell, Auburn Radio. Of course, the former Auburn quarterback joining us as Auburn and Georgia meet this weekend at Sanford Stadium, week number two of the SEC season. And in kind of stopping down on that whole run-pass situation there with Bo Nix and obviously the Auburn offense, I think the biggest question surrounding Nix is his ability to win a game on his own, especially if the run game is neutralized. How confident are you in Nix and obviously the weapons you have, Wet Williams included, to try and get to that point and win a game on his own?
Yeah, the one thing that Bo has going for him this week and is in the SEC, you know, the SEC can have some rowdy crowds, you know, mm-hmm. you go into other opponents' territory. So for this week, you know, you're going into Georgia Stadium. If this was a regular season where it was no COVID, this would probably be like one of their blackout games where they all have the black shirts and it gets really loud and it gets really energized. And as a quarterback, if you got a new starting left tackle and a new offensive line, this will cause a lot of problems because you can't use your snap count. Everything would have to be based off motion and signals and eye contact. So the fact that he won't have to worry about that, it helps him out a great bit with the new offensive line because, you know, you still can utilize your snap count. You still can kind of neutralize the defense a little bit by doing that. But when you think about, you know, Bo and his growth and everything, everyone, like, he's very comfortable, you know, throwing the ball to his wide out. Like I said, we have Eli Stowe, who's another guy, Anthony Schwartz, who's, you know, probably one of the fastest guys in college football. You know, Tyson Campbell would know that, the defensive back for Georgia. They went to school together and knew everything about each other at that standpoint of high school. So he understands the madness, the speed that this kid has. Now, if you shut down everything, guess, can you win on the road in Georgia against a really good defense just throwing the ball? Like, I think you have to just do more because I don't think this is a defense you just line up and you just feel like you can drop back and just, you know, throw completion after completion because the simple fact we are trying to break in a new offensive line and Georgia's defensive front, right. I think can cause some problems. So that would be my reason to say I don't think we can just line up and just go one-dimensional against a team like that and just say we can just go win the game. Now, Bo is a confident guy. He is a guy that can, you know, feels like he can do a lot of different things. But at the same time, you know, you're going against really solid fronts. You got to make sure everything is in front of you is intact.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.